RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Nisma. First, the headline. President Joko Widodo listed as one of most popular leaders on Twitter. 6 new transects to start operation during Idul Fitri exodus. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo currently has approximately 7.4 million people following his official Twitter account. This places the Indonesian president in the 10th spot of the list of world leaders with the most number of followers, based on a study conducted by Burson Mars Teller recently, which is aptly called Twiplomacy Study 2017. In addition, the study also reveals that the official Twitter account of the Indonesian president staff office is one of the most active accounts that use moments feature on Twitter, which is a set of stories that show popular events on Twitter. Pope Francis' Twitter account at Pontfix is currently the most popular one with 33.7 million followers. The second position goes to US President Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump, who has 30.1 million followers. Twitter is still considered by government officials as the social media of choice based on the number of accounts of government institution registers on the platform. The research team at Burson Mars Teller identified 856 accounts that are either managed by head of state or government officials and 178 foreign ministers. State-owned train manufacturer PT Industri Kereta Api or INKA is working to ensure that 6 train sets ordered by state-owned train operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia or KAI or KAI will be delivered by mid-June. The train set, which consists of 66 units of train cars and can transport around 4,500 passengers per trip, will be deployed by KAI to support its Idul Fitri fleet. INKA Finance Director Muhammad Nur Sodik told journalists on the sidelines of an event in Jakarta recently that INKA's team work in 3 shifts. 24 hours a day to complete the sets, and INKA will deliver them to KAI or KAI on June 15. Currently, the team is running a series of tests as the last part of its quality control measures before sending the train set to KAI. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi had pushed INKA to complete the train set before Idul Fitri celebration, which falls between June 25th and 26th, to maximize the transportation load during the exodus. A business delegation from Finland led by Economic Minister Mika Lintilä met Indonesia's National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro at his office in Jakarta on Monday, June 5th, to explore cooperation in infrastructure development. Brojonegoro noted that Finland wants to explore potential areas of investment in Indonesia, generating energy from waste and air safety are the two sectors that have become the focus of interest of several companies from Finland visiting the country. A company has also been working with the city-owned property developer PT Jakarta Propertindo on a waste-to-energy project. Among the topics of discussion were the electricity tariffs on energy generated from waste and the tipping fee. Bambang Brojonegoro also stated that the electricity tariffs for such business must have a sufficient margin for the companies as compared to the tipping fee. Apart from Jakarta, he also encouraged Finnish companies to invest in waste-to-energy projects in Indonesia's other big cities. He noted that the waste-to-energy projects have great potential in many big cities in Indonesia. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government of Indonesia has condemned the London terror attack that took place on Saturday, June 3rd, leading to the deaths of six people and leaving dozens other wounded. The Indonesian government extends its condolences and deep sympathy to those who were affected and prays for the immediate recovery of those who have been injured by the incident. According to a press statement released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs received in Jakarta on Monday, June 5th, the government also reaffirmed its support and solidarity towards the British government in the efforts to combat terrorism and terrorist acts. It was previously reported that a terror attack had taken place on Saturday at the London Bridge area, in which civilians were affected. The most recent attack was recorded as the third one in the span of 3 months, following an attack near the British Parliament building in London on March 22nd and a suicide bombing incident at a concert venue in Manchester on May 22nd. The Agriculture Ministry has targeted to achieve self-sufficiency in garlic in 2019, sooner than its previously set target of 2033 that was stated by Indonesian Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman in Jakarta on Monday, June 5th. He remarked after the delivery of the Supreme Audit Agency report that the decision to advance the target is made following recent fluctuation in the prices of the commodity. He also pointed out that his ministry is learning from the recent fluctuation in the prices of garlic. Earlier, the minister had planned to become self-sufficient in garlic in 2033. However, he would advance the target. God willing, it would be in 2019 or 2020. The ministry is aiming to advance the target by 13 years. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian on Monday appointed North Sumatra Police Chief Inspector General Reiko Amelza Daniel to be the new headmaster of the Police Academy. Reiko replaced Inspector General Arnas Yusuf, who was terminated for being negligent in handling cases of violence involving students. General Tito said on Monday, 5th June, that he appointed Reiko because he received an Adimakayasa Award, an annual award given to officers who carried out the best performance in three aspects, namely academic, physical, and personal. General Tito also said that Reiko performed well in North Sumatra. The police need him to fix problems in the police academy. General Tito added that he is still disappointed over a cadet at the Semarang Police Academy who passed away after allegedly being beaten by his seniors, a case that led to the termination of Arnas and some officials at the academy. The homestay program supported by the Environment and Forestry Ministry is currently underway in 7 national parks across Indonesia, as ownership will be designated for the locals. The ministry is also providing a special loan program to make it come true. Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar has said recently that the homestay will be run by the locals so that it will help the local economy and preserve the national park itself. Minister Siti added the number of homestay needs to be limited so that it won't disturb the ecosystem, resulting in waste pollution. The Wakatobi National Park in Southeast Sulawesi will be one of the locations to adopt the homestay program. Wakatobi is one of the tourism ministry's 10 priority destinations and has been attracting many domestic and foreign tourists. The regency aims to attract 500,000 foreign tourists by 2019. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Hello, listener. Our commentary today entitled World Environment Day, Time to Unite with Nature. Every year on 5th of June, the world commemorates World Environment Day. This year, the commemoration is centered in Canada with the theme Connecting People with Nature. Various activities are held to commemorate the day aimed at raising global awareness to take positive action for the environment. On June 5th, 2017, thousands of people on 6 continents joined in cleaning beaches and parks. In Tijuana, near the American-Mexican border, for example, volunteers from both sides of the border work together to clean up the city's beaches. While in Mumbai, India, thousands of people joined the cause at Versova to take part in the beach cleaning movement. Over the last 18 months, they have successfully moved about 5.5 million kilograms of waste. In Indonesia, the commemoration of the World Environment Day was carried out with a series of activities. One of them was Environment and Forest Week, which took place in Jakarta on 2nd until 4th of June 2017. To gain the real meaning of the World Environment Day, we should not carry out one day activity only. Referring to the theme of this year, being united with nature, all human beings are appealed to return to nature, to be present with nature, and to treat the nature proportionally. As appealed by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya, being united with nature means appreciating the harmony of the nature. They should just exploit, but they also must guard it in the perspective of environmental protection. Specifically, in the midst of World Environment Day 2017, Minister Siti Nurbaya also calls for all stakeholders in Indonesia to keep the forest and land in a bid to avoid forest and land fires has happened in the previous years. She also reminded the public to increase awareness in maintaining and conducting an environmentally friendly lifestyle. Preventing forest and land fires is the focus of President Joko Widodo's government. Since the beginning of the year, President Joko Widodo has reminded that the forest fires by 2017 must be minimized. The appeal of the Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya is aimed to safeguard the forest, should be fully paid attention by all Indonesian people. Due to the impact of forest fire that occurred in 2015, it has caused economic activities in the forest and land areas to cease. The loss was about 220 trillion rupiah. Efforts for all stakeholders are certainly necessary. The awareness of every Indonesian to prevent fire by doing an environmentally friendly lifestyle should continue to be improved. If all Indonesian people are aware of their environment, this will have a major impact on the environment and forests of Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is today in history, and we will start with an event happened on June the 6th, 1971. Soyuz 11 program was launched. Soyuz 11 is the first manned mission to make it into the Soyuz space station. The three cosmonauts in the cabin, Georgi Dobrovolsky, Viktor Patsayev, and Vladislav Volkov, were the first men to reach the space station. Soyuz 11 was launched on June 6, 1971, from the Baikonur Cosmodrome and landed on June 7, 1971, and was at the space station for 22 days. On returning on June 30, 1971, the team opened the capsule and found that all the crew had died of suffocation. The cosmonauts were given a funeral ceremony and were buried in the Kremlin Wall Necropolis, Red Square, Moscow, near the body of Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin. After the incident, the Soyuz spacecraft was redesigned to carry only two cosmonauts. Let's switch to June 6, 1975. Indonesian women badminton team won the Uber Cup for the first time. After waiting for 16 years, on June 6, 1975, the Indonesian Uber team for the first time finally won the championship. Minarni paired with Regina Masli became the decisive victory of Indonesia after winning 15-8, 15-11 over the pair Hiroe Yuki Mika Ikeda in the final, witnessed by about 10,000 spectators at Istora Senai, Jakarta. And Japan had a 2-1 lead in the three-party singles play. Nevertheless, overall the Uber Indonesian team managed to win 5-2 over Japan. Well, listener, let's end the day in history with June 6, 1988. The body of Imam Khomeini is buried. On June 6, 1989, the body of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, was buried with the mourning of all Iranians. Khomeini died on June 3, 1989, at the age of 86. The funeral procession of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini set a record with over 10 million Iranians and other citizens following. The day before, the body of Imam Khomeini was laid in the Mashallah of Tehran. Then, it was taken to the area around the Behesht-e-Zahra Hero Cemetery, where the tens of thousands of heroes of his revolution were buried. Well, listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is our rival service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesia and Nigeria establish cooperation on aircraft maintenance. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi witnessed the cooperation agreement of Garuda Maintenance Facility GNF, a subsidiary of Garuda Indonesia, with Max Air, a Nigerian aircraft company, in Indonesia-Nigerian Business Forum at the Intercontinental Lagos Hotel, Nigeria, on last Saturday. The memorandum of understanding signed is worth $3.4 million. Garuda Indonesia is a company under the auspices of Ministry of State Owned Enterprises of the Republic of Indonesia. Under the agreement, GNF will undertake various kinds of maintenance of Max Air's Boeing 747-400 aircraft, including technical assistance for on-site support operations in Nigeria. As quoted by Kompas.com, Minister Retno Marsudi in her speech said that the Memorandum of Understanding cooperation of Garuda Maintenance Facility with Max Air Nigeria is an example of realization of potential business cooperation between Indonesia and Nigeria. In addition to signing the MOU with Max Air, GMF is also exploring potential cooperation with other local airlines such as Dana Air, Medview, and Aircode de Fleurt. Meanwhile, Minister Retno also said bilateral relations between Indonesia and Nigeria are well established, but she remarked that this relationship cannot be realized well in the economic field. Thus, Minister Retno encourages the business sector of both countries to further enhance cooperation. She added that good political relations between the two countries should be utilized by the business people of both countries. Indonesia has carried out economic cooperation with African countries, including Nigeria, to be one of the priorities in 2017. Mr. Retno said products from Indonesia such as instant noodles, radial tires, and detergent soap are well known in Nigeria. There is still tremendous potential to enhance trade and investment cooperation. Indonesia has a large and dynamic economy, and Nigeria provides great opportunities for business cooperation between the two countries. The Indonesia-Nigerian Business Forum was attended by about 140 Nigerian business people from pharmaceutical, transportation, food and beverage, and manufacturing sectors. The business sector was attended from Indonesia in the forum, such as representative of a Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Indonesia, Garuda Maintenance Facility, PT Inka Indonesia Action Bank, PT Sasa Inti, and representative of the Food and Drug Safety Agency. Listener, that was Focus. Thanks for listening.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo currently has approximately 7.4 million people following his official Twitter account. This places the Indonesian president in the 10th spot of the list of world leaders with the most number of followers based on a study conducted by Burson Mars Teller recently, which is a partly called Twiplomacy Study 2017. State-owned train manufacturer PT Industri Kereta Api Inka is working to ensure that 6 train set ordered by state-owned train operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia or KAI will be delivered by mid-June. A business delegation from Finland led by Economic Minister Mika Lintila met Indonesia's National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro at his office in Jakarta on Monday, June 5th to explore cooperation in infrastructure development. The government of Indonesia has condemned the London terror attack that took place on Saturday, June 3rd, leading to the deaths of 6 people and leaving dozens other wounded. The agriculture minister has targeted to achieve self-sufficiency in garlic in 2019, sooner than its previously set target of 2033. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian on Monday appointed North Sumatra Police Chief Inspector General Reiko Amelza Daniel to be the new headmaster of the Police Academy. The homestay program supported by the Environment and Forestry Ministry is currently underway in 7 national parks across Indonesia, as ownership will be designated for the locals. The ministry is also providing a special loan program to make it come true. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you to Kubro Pilgrimage Tradition. So stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, it's been more than a week. Muslims in various corners of the world, including in Indonesia, have done fasting. Interestingly, before Ramadan comes, Indonesian people do the various unique traditions to welcome this holy month. Let's say like people in Palembang, South Sumatra. In the last mid-May, they held Kubro pilgrimage tradition. In that tradition, they wore white clothes and went hand in hand from a tomb of clerics and founders of the Sultanate of Palembang Darussalam to other tombs along the protocol Pasar Kuto Pelabuhan Bom Baru Street. Listener, literally, Kubro pilgrimage means grave pilgrimage. Kubro pilgrimage is a tradition of Palembang people visiting the graves of the clerics and the founder of the Sultanate of Palembang Darussalam a week before Ramadan. Kubro pilgrimage was first done by Arabian descent people, especially the origin of Yemen, who supposedly have arrived in Palembang since the time of Sriwijaya, around the 8th century. At that time, they did it exclusively, only in the family environment. Kubro pilgrimage was originally done to maintain the kinship of the immigrants and minorities, as well as to honor their ancestors, who are the Habib or descendants of Hasan Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Kubro pilgrimage began to be widely known when Islam developed rapidly in Palembang during the Kingdom of Palembang around the 16th century. This was marked by the increasing role of Arab descendant citizens to the king's advisor or spiritual teacher. The tradition began to be a ritual with the Arab descent citizens and the leader of Palembang when the Sultanate of Palembang Darussalam existed in 1659 to 1823. At that time, an acculturation of Arab and Palembang cultures happened. However, at that time, this tradition was only done by relatives of the Sultanate and was only open to the public in 1970s. The activity was only done for one day. However, as the number of pilgrims continued to increase, the implementation time was added to 3 days since 2010. Since it is considered interesting, this tradition becomes a tourist agenda in South Sumatra. Kubro pilgrimage tradition lasts for 3 days in a row. The pilgrims do the Kubro pilgrimage activity after dawn prayer until the evening. The tombs which are visited are the burial complex of Al-Habib Ahmad bin Sheikh Shabab, Aulia Cemetery and Habib Talaga Sewidak, the tomb of Babus Salam Asegaf, and ended at the cemetery of the Sultanate of Palembang Darussalam, Kawah Tengkurap. They go hand in hand, so it looks like a parade. The pilgrims are on the front row, while the clerics are in the back row. The clerics are escorted by volunteers. They are shaded with yellow umbrellas, the typical ones of Malay. In front of the clerics, a number of young men dressed in Palembang Malay custom, carrying clerical flags. This tradition is only done by men, while the women are in charge of preparing food and drink for the men. The peak of the Kubro pilgrimage is conducted at the Palembang Darussalam Sultanate Cemetery Complex. The pilgrims and clerics are welcomed by the descendants of the Sultanate, namely Sultan Iskandar Mahmud Badaruddin. They pray together for the clerics, founders, and leaders of the former Sultanate. After that, the activity is closed by eating together. The served menu is sticky rice with roasted goat meat. Not all citizens join this tradition. Nevertheless, all the citizens look enthusiastic. Citizens who did not come even scramble to touch the body or kiss the hands of the clerics. For them, being able to touch the body or kiss the clerics' hands is a blessing. Well,
listener, that was our segment for today in Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Kubro Pilgrimage Tradition. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is menjemput teman di bandara, or in English, meeting up a friend at the airport. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to this topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Di bandara. Di bandara. At the airport. Di mana. Di mana. Where. Kamu. Kamu. You. Menunggu. Menunggu. To wait. Pintu keluar, pintu keluar, exit gate. Tunggu sebentar, wait a moment. Mencari, mencari, to look for. Kereta bagasi, luggage trolley. Pemeriksaan imigrasi, immigration inspection. Keluar, keluar, out. Belok kanan, turn right. Dekat, dekat, near. Lift, lift, elevator. Merepotkan, merepotkan, troubling. Next is a conversation on menjemput teman di bandara, or in English, meeting up a friend at the airport. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Rita at the airport. Rita, kamu di mana? Rita, kamu di mana? Rita, where are you? Apakah sudah di bandara? Apakah sudah di bandara? Have you arrived at the airport? Ya, saya sudah di bandara. Ya, saya sudah di bandara. Yes, I have arrived at the airport. Saya sedang menunggu kamu di pintu keluar. Saya sedang menunggu kamu di pintu keluar. I'm waiting for you at the exit gate. Tunggu sebentar ya, ini saya sedang mencari kereta bagasi. Tunggu sebentar ya, ini saya sedang mencari kereta bagasi. Wait a moment please, I'm still looking for a trolley. Setelah itu menunggu bagasi. After that, I'll be waiting for my luggage. Pemeriksaan imigrasi baru keluar. Immigration inspection, then out. Nanti setelah pemeriksaan imigrasi, begitu kamu keluar, kamu belok kanan. Saya menunggu kamu di dekat lift. Next, after the immigration inspection, right after the exits, just turn right. I'll be waiting for you near the elevator. Baiklah, maaf merepotkan kamu. In English, alright, sorry for the trouble. We'll be right back. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite? 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dee, in Music Corner. Today, we will present you Dangdut Song, so stay with us at RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Ya Roma Don, Marhaban ya Shahrushiya.
Listener, welcoming the month of Ramadan, many singers release their religious songs, including dangdut singers. One of them is dangdut singer Ayu Ting Ting. Welcoming the month of Ramadan this year, she released a religious dangdut song entitled Yuk Puasa. The religion single released in May tells about the joy of welcoming the month of Ramadan and the invitation to fast. In some verses of the lyric, Ayu also inserts a sentence that calls quick a flick like puasa, puasa, ayo kita berpuasa, important food, soup, eating together. With the dangdut arrangement and pop music mix, this song is quiet, easy to listen to. Video clip is also fairly unique and fun. She invites her big family in the video clip. In the video, Ayu along with the family performs fasting activities from dawn to breaking time. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Bersyukurlah. Happy listening.
Yang penting berkah. Bila
listener, not much different from dangdut singer Ayu Ting Ting. Cita Citata also released a dangdut religious song to welcome the month of Ramadan in 2015. She released a song entitled Bersyukurlah. The song composed by Cahyadi Ishak tells about the story of how Muslims should be grateful for whatever they gain, whether big or small. For Cita, the song reflects her personal experience, a struggle from scratch until finally she reached the point of popularity as it is now. This song also brings dangdut house music that easy to listen. Like her other dangdut songs, this first religious single also brought Cita Citata to popularity as many dangdut music lovers in the country love the song. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Cintai Aku Karena Allah and Jejak Yang Hilang, sung by Novi Ayla. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Kasihi aku, miliki aku, cintai aku karena Allah, sayangi aku karena Allah, kasihi aku karena Allah, miliki aku karena Allah. Bukan langit, bukan bumi, bukan
cinta, hanya Allah Sang Maha Cinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak kau pergi menjauh dariku, hampa rasa hatiku. Ku tempuh hari tanpa dicintamu, jiwa rasa membeku. Terenggut segala asa, terbawa olehmu. Pada angin yang sejuk, pada mentari pagi, pada daunan yang terpijak.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.